And Chad, we have a special guest. Would you like to introduce our special guest today?
We do. We have the Grand
Poobah. The Love
Poobah,
Goddess.
The former Love Goddess and Grand Poobah of Solomon Valley Economic Development, Miss Heather Hartman. Heather, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So do you want to start with the Facebook question or you want to save that later?
Okay. No, we can start with
that. All right. Okay. So the Facebook question today, and Heather kind of gave us this idea, and I thought it was a clever question, especially today, what we're going to talk about. And the Facebook question today, what would you do for your community if you had $1 million to give to the community? And you want to hear some of the answers, Heather?
Absolutely.
All right. Marianne says, tear down old vacant houses and help redo houses that people live in. Build a community center for the kids and put in a little store and help fire department get new uniforms, was her answer. I'll shorten some of these. Thelma says, help beautify the town by buying some of the dilapidated properties and putting a mini park where Thelma lives here, with the three unkept buildings in our downtown area.
Jewel.
Okay. Perhaps an all-weather TV similar to the one Concordia has, so people would have a place to gather and attract perhaps a new business. Alyssa had an interesting one. Buy everyone a little hatchback.
That one made me laugh.
I did too, yeah. That wasn't bad. That was one out left field.
Yep.
Roxy says the parks would sure be amazing, as would a dog park. There are a lot of people that have pets. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that one.
Yeah.
Andrea says, help out the local charities, Pet Connection, food pantries, and others. Community building seems to be something that's come up a few times here. Laura, buy up and remove abandoned buildings, replace water and sewer lines, and see if there's any way to bring more people or businesses to town. Michelle says, build a new bowling alley with pool tables or something or another for the kids, fix the streets. Crystal says, fix the roads, don't get lost in the potholes. There's some big potholes wherever Crystal's at. Redo the Little Red Schoolhouse and rebuild the white building in the park. Any money left over would go to redo the paving of the park road. Savannah says build a skating rink with a game room that would have skee ball and also add an indoor miniature golf course, something to entertain the kiddos. Kayla had a similar answer. Jerry says clean up all the abandoned houses, clear the lots, and then drill a new water well and new water lines, pave the streets. Community center is what Doug and Cheryl say. Priscilla says, build a cancer treatment center so people in this area don't have to travel. And that was a different one. And Lisa says, the music departments would benefit greatly if I had that kind of money to share.
Absolutely.
So what are a few of those answers that, you know, there's a common thread in a lot of them to me. But what stands out to you when you hear those answers?
Community buildings, clean up what we have and attract people back.
And that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially the abandoned houses and the
right.
dilapidated buildings, because it just looks like a cleaner town when you can clean that up.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
That's interesting.
I borrowed Nebraska Community Foundation, actually. They talk about producing a magnetic community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, something that will draw people in, draw people back. And I think that's a great word, because it's magnetic to you wherever you are in your life. If you're you're a brand new young family and you have small children, then a daycare would be what you would want.
Mm-hmm.
If you have children that are a little older, you're going to want safe routes to school and good quality education and a good park and a splash pad and things like that. If you're older in your life, you're going to want reliable transportation.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want health care. Those are things that you're going to want. So it's interesting to me to see where everybody is in their life or what it is that is important to them. But I think that's what we need to be doing. And I heard you this morning talk about different communities.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I'm here representing Mitchell County or Solomon Valley, but
mm-hmm.
I also represent North Central Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And this question comes about from the Dane Hansen Foundation. This
mm-hmm.
is kind of where this all came from. And all of our communities and pretty much all of your listening area, I tried to decide this morning, but I would think probably almost all your listening area would be covered by the Dane Hansen Foundation, which is the 26 counties in Northwest Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And they tasked each of those counties to come up with some sort of strategic plan. So where are you going forward? What is it that you want to do? What is it in your community that you need to survive? And ours, I think, will probably focus around quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we need to do to make our quality of life even better? So we had an initial meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We had it a couple of weeks ago, and it was called Strategic Doing. We had a great turnout.
Mm-hmm.
There was over 130 people that signed in. I think there was closer to 140 when Chad and I were in the back counting up. So
mm-hmm.
I think there was closer to 140 people there. And it was great because it was all demographics of the entire county. And this, again, was for Mitchell County, but it was all demographics. So we had people from every little community. We had people from every age that were there, which I really liked. And these are some of the things that they came up with, along with many, many, many others. We're still compiling the list. One of the things they had you do was a SWOT analysis of your community. So what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? What are your opportunities and what are your threats? And there were 14 tables, and we're compiling all that information. But then along with that, the question she posed was kind of that. If you had $1 million to put in your community in four words or less, which is what I should have done this morning, but in four words or less, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And these are some of the ones that came out. And there were some incredible answers, some things that I'd never thought about, and some things that are extremely doable.
Yeah.
because if you do this process, then what we hope is at the end we'll have projects that we write directly to Dane Hansen for funding with.
Mm-hmm.
So no longer is there an excuse of we can't do it because we don't have money, because there's a possibility of money out there. We just need to figure out the projects we want to do.
You guys almost ran out of post-it notes. That was something you're going to have to find a grant for. I saw the picture with all the post-it notes, and that was great. I mean, to me, that was refreshing, because my wife attended that, and she said, I didn't know there were going to be that many people there.
Yeah.
Were you surprised there were that many people there?
I was surprised.
That's
and
a
I
good
worked
surprise.
Hard at it. It was.
Yeah.
It was a
mm-hmm.
great surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And to have people that they're not the people that you usually see. I mean, mm-hmm. there was just people there that are just concerned about their communities. So there were some great ideas. And I'm anxious to see what happens next. So our next meeting is November 29th. It's a Wednesday night at 7. And so even if you miss that first meeting and you're sitting there and you're thinking, wow, I've got a project, or I'm in a club, or I'm with a group, or I'm with my neighbors, and, you know, we really need to take care of this park across the street, come to the meeting, because now we'll start working on those projects a little bit more in groups. And it's kind of an interesting process. It's called strategic doing. I call it strategic planning on steroids. It's very quick. You get things done very fast. So you can come to the next meeting with a project, or even if you don't have a project, come and jump on board somebody else's, and then we'll start getting those fished out.
This sounds so simple, but yet it's complicated. Does
it
that
is.
Make any sense?
Yeah.
Because I mean, you would, anything that you do in life, you usually plan ahead.
Right.
You usually, hopefully, you prioritize what you like at home. Okay, I need to fix this, this, and this. Well, what
right.
can I afford, and what can I do based on what I have?
Right.
Well, now it's just on a much grander scale.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And pulling lots of other people in.
Lots more opinions and input.
Lots more opinions.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It involves a lot more people, which is one of the complicating factors.
Yes,
of course.
Exactly. The more ideas, the more minds, the more comments. Sometimes it's good to have that, but sometimes you have to sort through all that,
right.
don't you?
And skew it.
And that's the hard part.
And that's the part of the process that mm-hmm. we're going through right now.
Yeah.
Coming
right.
up with all the ideas, whittling them down,
yeah.
and then seeing what everybody can get on board with to pick a few things here and
yep.
how do you go about it and move forward.
What were a few ideas that kind of surprised you? Was there anything that stood out to you that you're like, wow, I hadn't thought about that?
The dog park.
Uh-huh.
And there
yeah.
were a lot of people in the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
The community building, which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Abandoned housing, that was a big one.
Sure.
I knew that one was coming. One that I thought was really funny and pretty easy to do that I keep telling people about is like jet ski or boat rental
mm-hmm.
at the lake.
Mm, yeah.
Because we have people that come from all over, and we have little cabins, and we obviously have beautiful camping, and it's just not something that we've provided, not
yeah.
that I know of, and not for a while. But I thought, how simple is that?
Yeah.
Lots of them around the lake. We have an amazing lake, obviously, you guys know,
sure.
but we do not do enough to promote that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot about that. We need to be better about bragging about ourselves. We're
mm-hmm.
very humble, and we don't talk about how great it is here.
Mm-hmm.
But we have people come. You guys can see that out
oh,
here,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
the fishermen that come from all over. So we need to do a better job about that. What were some other ones that you really liked?
Oh, I think you covered some of the better ones.
Mm-hmm. Playgrounds, accessible
mm-hmm.
playgrounds,
yeah.
accessible
yeah.
playgrounds.
You said something about more about playgrounds mm-hmm. and park improvements,
mm-hmm.
things
mm-hmm.
like that. I think that some kind of youth center or teen center would be
mm-hmm.
be a really great thing if you could get it going and keep it going.
Yeah.
I know that people have tried
yes,
to
yeah.
do some things like that in the past, and I don't know if you need to come up with maybe a little bit different strategy, but, you know, it kind of one of these, especially in Beloit, I realize this is supposed to be a county-wide thing, but when you're specifically talking about Beloit, it's a big enough town that you almost need something like that for the kids. But it's not large enough that maybe it's easy to maintain something like
right.
that and get it rolling and keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's one of those things that people can come together and come up with some maybe outside of the box kind of ideas
right.
about how
mm-hmm.
to do something like that. Because those kind of things and those kind of programs, kids are going to be out doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you rather have them out be doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some kind of thing that they can enjoy, while getting something out of, and maybe doing, right. giving back themselves to the community, getting kind of the threat of doing that and in the habit of doing that, or, you know, just being out running the streets.
Right.
right. You know? And like that's what a lot of people want to do, is don't want your kids running on the streets. Right. Rather have something where they can go a safe haven and actually do something, right. have some fun together. Talking to Heather Hartman, she's a guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by First National Bank of Beloit Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Anything else you want to update us on or extend upon that?
Sure. Along with this strategic doing process, we also have the Solomon Valley Community Foundation through the Dane Hansen Foundation has $100,000 to give away every year, which is pretty incredible. It's kind of fun board to be on because you get to give away money. And so
it's like here at the radio station, it's fun to give away prizes, right? isn't it? It's right. a blast.
I know. I love it. So twice a year, we just did the ones in August and we will do this again in February, but I was just going to highlight a few of them that we did so that you know. And again, if you've got a small project, these would be smaller projects. But you have a small project that you're looking at, we will have those applications open again February 1, or they'll be due February 1. So one of them was the Christmas courthouse decorations. So if you could see what we did last year for the Christmas, the courthouse in Mitchell County, we added some decorations to it, and this is to add a few more. Beloit Junior Senior High School got a green screen, and I totally want to go play with that. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have a green screen, and you can go and you know, video yourself doing different things on that. K-State Research and Extension, the Post-Rock District, is going to develop our Master Gardener education program. It's been around a long time, but we're trying to get some new master gardeners on board. A couple years ago, they had a plot at the community garden, and then they share all that information, which is good. If you want to grow peppers, they have a ton of information to share with you. We did AEDs across the entire county, so we applied for, I helped apply for that one, we applied for 15 AED devices, the automatic defibrillator devices, to go across the county. So in some of our far-reaching areas that maybe are a little tougher to get to, so we'll have those everywhere. We'll have them in the city of Tipton, Glen Elder, Cocker City, Sheriff, Rural Fire, Hunter, all of those places. So that's kind of awesome. Mitchell County Historical Society, through the Beloit Museum, we're going to help them with some of their renovations. And if you've seen what they've been doing up there, they've done a really good job. Mitchell County Partnership for Children, the Early Learning Center, creating a healthier learning early learning center. And I heard you talk about that this morning on the USD. They did some dishwasher, like a heavy-duty dishwasher to help there. Mitchell County Regional Medical Foundation, the AWARE, this is to help with the Safe Routes to School program, which is an incredible program. We'll get some sidewalks in there so kids can get to school safer. Mitchell County Regional Medical Foundation to help with the Purdue House. This is to help with the grounds at the Purdue House. Stephanie does a great job over there, and that's an incredible service that we offer to people. We had over 75 patrons last year stay at the Purdue House for over 200 nights, so it's used a lot more, I think, than people see. NCK Tech for high-tech simulators for the nursing student. So the nursing students have some incredible simulators they can use, so real-life practice on people. And the library is going to get some puppets, so you can go and play on the puppets at the library. They're going to do some skits and some things for their children's reading club. Smoky Hill Public Television, this is to get books back into kids' hands, so every kid gets a free book. Tipton Christian Schools is going to do some science classroom materials, so they'll have lots of things to play with in the science curriculum. Tipton Recreation is going to do help with the golf course, to do a walking trail around the golf course. USD 273 is going to do STEM robotics, so they're going to allow the junior high school to start a robotic competition team, which I thought was kind of fun. And then 273 is going to do first aid kits for traveling kits for all their sports. So each sport has their own little first aid kit to go with them. And then the city of Tipton had a huge request for bleachers to go, brand new bleachers to use in the city of Tipton for the school and the fun days and all of the things that they do. We weren't allowed to, or we didn't have enough money to award that one, so we sent that one on directly to Dane Hansen, and they were awarded. So they have a huge grant coming to redo all their bleachers in Tipton.
A lot. There's a lot of things going on there. Yeah,
very quickly.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You know, and I couldn't help but think about this, and I know we're running short on time here, but I need to get this in, and that is, I remember, I'm going to brag about you a little bit, because you said humble and we need to brag more, and so I'm going to brag. but I remember, I don't know how many years ago it was. When did you start in your position? What year was it?
5 years.
Was it 5 years ago?
I know.
Man,
5 years.
Man.
5 years almost.
So it's been 5 years. And ever since, I think the split was made because we had one person trying to handle everything with the development director, in essence, and also chamber. And once we separated that and you came on board and Gina with the chamber, and you guys work really well together too, I just think things have definitely taken off from that point forward because you're so aggressive, and I mean this in a good way, proactive and aggressive, finding various grants that are out there, monies that are out there that I think some communities simply don't have the people that take the time to do that or don't have the right person in that position, or they don't maybe have the person hired because they don't have the budget to pay that person or can't find the person applying for it. And there's this money that you could miss out on that you might not even know is out there, and that's you do a wonderful job with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's terrific.
It's my home, so it's my home too, and I want it to be as good as it can be. So
you're invested.
I am very invested. Yeah. Absolutely.
And apparently a lot of people are invested because a lot of people came to that planning, which is terrific.
Isn't that amazing? That was like the best day.
Yeah.
It was great.
I was going to say, I bet you went to bed with a smile on your face.
I did.
This
was
cool.
It was incredible.
I was surprised when I walked in there that night, and there was as many people there as there were, and then they just kept coming in.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. It would be discouraging as if there was only a couple people showed up. You're like, wow, does anybody care about our community?
I know.
So that's
honestly, I don't know how you felt about it, Heather, but going in there, I figured if you got 40, 50 people in there, that'd be pretty good.
Me too.
And it was probably closer to three times that, so that was awesome.
Yeah, that was incredible. Awesome. Yeah. So please try and come to the next one, even if you didn't come to the first one, November 29th at 7.
Fantastic.
Anything else? NCK Tech.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, that's it.
That covers it.
Thank you so much.
Heather, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Heather Hartman, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health System.